Students across the state rallied today for more construction money for the state's universities. WUWF's Bob Barrett reports.
So every university, all 11 public universities, so Florida, Florida State, UCF, USF, UWF, UNF, we're all getting together and we're all holding similar rallies just like this on our campus.
Chris Hill is the student body president at the University of West Florida. He was one of the leaders of the rally at the UWF Commons Wednesday afternoon.
So today we're doing a hard hats rally right here on the campus in the Great Hall. We're really supporting the building initiative funding behind the Florida Student Association through the state of Florida. We're promoting that we want construction companies to be able to come on campus and have the funding to actually build the buildings that we're requesting.
And according to Hill, the problem comes down to money.
Continuously budget cuts, whether it's PICO funding or not being able to have CITF bonding or just losing base funding in general, we can't supply what's needed for the maintenance, the facilities, and to overall just provide the students the facilities that they need.
With 300,000 students and it being an election year, I think that this could have a lot of impact in what the state legislature decides to do with those funds.
Ethan Friedland is the director of governmental affairs for the UWF Student Government Association. He says the combined voices of students across the university system could make a difference.
When it's just one person emailing their state legislator or their state representative, it's a small impact. But when you come together like this and all the universities are doing it at the same time, it will send a larger message.
The hope is that with more attention paid to campus infrastructure and updated facilities, student performance will improve. Dr. Jeremy Kuhl is the director of the Department of Mathematics and Statistics at UWF.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. If there's space there for students, if they can claim that space for themselves, they're going to be there working.
The math department at UWF recently moved into a new building. Kayla Winkowski is a math student who spoke to the crowd at the rally about how the improved facilities helped her.
I utilized the new space because I did start off in math when we were all spread out. We had building 38, and then we had classrooms in like 10 and 11. And I never really went to go see my professors. I used the tutoring labs. And once we got in the new buildings with the study rooms and the lab like right there where you could see as you're going to class, it's just so much easier to go in there and study in between classes. And you meet like students also in your program, in my degree program. We had like study groups, and it's really helped me improve and graduate soon.
There are other programs that organizers feel could use upgrades in their facilities at the university. Again, student body president Chris Hill.
Well, we're working on the laboratory sciences department. That's really the building we're pushing for right now, which the students should know is 58 and 58A, the greenhouse buildings over by the psychology building. They're trying to renovate it, build an annex that connects the two buildings and adds more high-tech labs as well as classrooms.
And the efforts do not end with today's hard hat rally. Ethan Friedland says on March 26th, the students will take the campaign to the Capitol.
We have Rally in Tally, which is an event that will take place on the 26th of March next month, and that's when we'll be taking student governments from every university and going to actually lobby firsthand instead of like an offhand or an off-the-set approach, maybe like a more direct approach. That's what Rally in Tally is.
Statewide, students are looking for a total of $321 million to upgrade Florida's universities. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.